Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, callers and listeners. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Today we are here to, of course, take your calls for readings, as always, but also to discuss, what is our show topic today, Neil? It's the journey of the soul, why we forget our journey of the soul. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but we want to first make sure Kristen's tongue is untied because I'm stumbling over my words. I apologize, everybody. We want to let our callers know that we do get to readings at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. So please do keep your place in the queue, callers. We're going to be getting to you in the order the calls are received. And we invite you to follow us on our social media sites, Facebook, on Twitter, and also to call Neil if you'd like further discussion, 562-596-7818 after the show, because our show is structured to give somewhat short readings, and we do try to reach everybody that calls the show. Anything else to tell anyone?
Well, sounds good to me. Yeah.
Oh, following us here on Blog Talk Radio, we want people to do. Say you forgot.
And that's me.
Bad. Please do follow our show. We obviously send out updates via Blog Talk Radio, so you can tune into our episodes. And we love your support, so please do join us on all the sites mentioned. Okay, so Neil, we're talking about the soul's journey and why we forget the journey of the soul. So assuming that we are more than physical beings,
yeah,
occupying our bodies here on the planet, we're connected, you know, we have a soul that is connected to our body. But more than that, if you know, many people believe that you live one life and you die, but if your soul's journey involves many incarnations, the journey of the soul is not only those incarnations, including this one, it's lifetimes on other and in other realms. So it's a big, what am I trying to say? I mean, it's a lot of different energies that are composing the soul's lifetime.
That's true. I mean, if we are truly spiritual beings, and the majority of us would conclude that we are, there's atheists and there's people that don't believe in that, but assuming that we are on that page, then do we truly forget everything that we have learned throughout
right.
our existence?
And the purpose of a soul's journey, I mean, we have a purpose. Obviously, our involvement on the planet Earth is to reduce our karma and fulfill our requirements so that we can be in a higher spirit realm.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I mean, people have different ladders to reach that goal. And different religions, different modes of thinking, will there's all these different paths. Aside from the straight and narrow, and it's only one path, there's only one way. We're here to talk about the content of the spirit itself, not any particular one path that you have to take. So regardless of what our personal beliefs are, we're here to discuss the nature of spirit specifically. That's our purpose for today's show. So if we get to the idea that our soul ages only to the extent that it's moved through the physical body, our soul and our spirit are ageless. So So there's no real time zone on the soul or spirit. It's ageless because it comes from God. God is ageless. But as when the soul and the spirit are connected to the body, they take on a certain amount of year zones, earthly year zones. And the soul and the spirit are using the body to gain access to a higher plane. So we manifest each lifetime, we manifest these experiences differently, but the older soul will often take the attitudes of what they've learned and apply it to the succeeding lifetime until there's a, you know, each rung of the ladder, you finally reach an area where you've developed enough to understand throughout all your many lifetimes how to sort of bleed through the energy from body to spirit and have that blood be something miraculous, which is purely spirit energy, not just blood energy.
So you're talking about old souls, but I mean, many times when we've encountered people with, for instance, lower karmic numbers or higher karmic numbers, being an old soul is not necessarily congruent with being wise, I've noticed. And, you know, if we're talking about compounded individuals, which have obviously accumulated a great deal of karma due to many past lives, not in all cases, of course, but I mean, in some cases, those people are, you know, working out lower chakra issues, not really, you know, being the wise old soul that,
right,
you know, you think that the experience of life, many lifetimes would offer.
Well, the old soul that has applied knowledge through time becomes more or less worldly wise. So you can have old souls that are worldly wise. They're very wise individuals, and because they've learned the experience of being on the earth so many times, so they become world wise about life. When you make the separation, because you have to make a separation within those lifetimes to where you separate and you step into the third dimensional unlimited mind, the energy of the third dimension, which carries with it more or less the illusion of separation. And you go into a higher zone and you spend your earthly years examining spiritual energy and the idea that we are separate from the earth. We just don't belong to the earth, but there is a kind of illusion of separation, because just as we have a body, soul, and spirit, they're sort of separate entities under one canopy. So we are in the earth, but we're also outside of the earth because we are a soul and a spirit. So when we take a lifetime, and instead of just gaining worldly knowledge and coming back with that worldly knowledge, those of us who have spent a lifetime dealing with spiritual matters and have not yet totally transcended, we come back with spiritual knowledge, because that's been incorporated and internalized into our physical brain. So that's where we start to get the idea of remembering from not remembering. So the illusion is that to dream is to receive reality, because when we're dreaming, when we're visualizing, we start to tap into the denser parts of the transcendent world. And there we gain the information that we've either learned in a lifetime or between lifetimes. And that's now absorbed in our physical brain. And we start to have memories of that. And we start to talk in a dialogue of spirit and past lives and things like this.
So part of the human experience is to transcend the earth, the earthly realm, and start to connect to those higher elements. And that's our challenge, really, as human beings, is remembering where we came from, essentially, and where we're supposed to go to. And if we don't, if we stay mired in the physical realm, then we just return to the planet again to try to pave that way to a higher existence.
Yeah. I mean, if we're living a life that's completely veiled from spirit, and we do not consider spirit as reality, we're never going to have spiritual experiences that are reality. There's going to be the truth of the earth, the duality of the earth, the wisdom of the earth, but we're not going to get into that denseness of experience that is part of the subconsciousness, part of the astral realm, where we lift the veil between the physical and the spiritual experience, and we start to understand what life is in terms of the karmic path, because the karmic path leads us to the idea that there are other lifetimes, that there are other existences. Other lifetimes merely means that we have other experiences other than our earthly experience.
Right. So you're saying because it gets confusing. When you talk about life on other planets, for instance, those other planets, are they in your mind existing in the astral realm? I mean, they are in a universal astral realm, of course, other planets. But are we talking about a spirit life, or are we talking about physical existence, like on other universes?
Well, both. I mean, there's bound to be life on other planets, and we are traveling. Our planet itself is traveling through space. It's spinning. It's fixed, but it's spinning. And so we have the idea that, you know, there is a solar system, and there's multiple solar systems. There's billions of solar systems. So if we look at the physicality of other lifetimes that are beyond our planet, that's one premise. But if we look at the spirituality of lifetimes that are beyond the earthly experience, that's a whole other realm. So to say that the astral body or the spiritual body within us doesn't have its own unique experiences above and beyond the earth, to me, is not being spiritual. So the idea that we are in the earth, but not of the earth. We are in the earth, but not of the earth. Our energy, our cosmic dust occurs from something else. Now, yeah, supposedly God took the dust of the earth and created the human being. But God created that human being, and God is not of the earth. God created the earth, but he wasn't born in the earth. So the idea that we're using this spiritual energy to connect to something above and beyond the physical dimensions of our comprehension is to say that we are now giving credit and credence to a spiritual dialogue. And if we can grasp that, then we can understand the picture of standing in an astral body. Not just floating, but standing in an astral body, meaning that the astral body has a grounding. And in that grounding, wherever that astral body travels, there's a root system. So there's a root system above and beyond the planet where we have other experiences. It's locked in our spirit. And our physical brain is either striving for that information, or it's saying, you know what? I don't want that information. I only want the physicality of what the earth can provide for me. And it stops there. So what we're trying to do is tap into go through the wall, break down the wall between spirit and body, and to obtain information that we have within our disposal of other existences beyond our earthly existence, whether it's singular or plural in terms of our planet existence. Because we can, you know, we have multiple energies. So, you know, we have to look at that. I think that's very important that we have to look at that. So we just don't look at the physical body. We look at body, soul, and spirit. And we said many shows, there's a difference between soul and spirit. Because the soul is still going to be very much connected
to the body. Right.
Spirit is beyond the body. And they each hold experiences. Because the soul is going to still be dealing with karma. And the spirit is the ultimate release of karma. The spirit is transcendence in totality. So when we look at those elements, it's almost like a bachelor's, a master's, and
a PhD.
PhD.
Yeah.
And when we get to that area of height, then we obtain energies that are above and beyond the normal criteria of just general earthly knowledge, which many, very religious figures can still have general, just earthly knowledge. You know, people who study religion doesn't mean that they're transcendent. I've met a lot of people who know much more about the history of religion.
Well, you can be an academic, doesn't mean you're going to transcend the planet.
No, it's great. It's the peak of the mental mind. But
or being, go ahead.
Doesn't have the knowledge and understanding of what is the wisdom beyond the brain.
Yeah, creativity, intelligence doesn't get you off the planet. You know, we're not here only to be knowledgeable, creative, I mean, yes, those are parts of existence, but it takes a higher spiritual energy, obviously. We talk about that a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, Neil, can we take calls now?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because we've got about 42 minutes left and 5 callers currently. I'm sure we'll get some more that come in. So let's start with 515. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Well,
how
I've
are
been
you?
Trying to, I'm okay, thank you.
Okay.
My friend told me about, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, a friend told me of your show, and I have some questions. There's a lot of things going on in my life, and I am a spiritual person and everything, and I was just curious if you could give me a couple of answers or, you know, kind of give me an idea of what you get when you ask. And that is, one of them, I'm trying to sell a house, and it's kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on with the house because it's the notes coming due and the schedule's really tight. And I was wondering if you might have some insight on what I might need to do or how you see that all unfolding.
Okay. And Gina, what's your location and birth date, please?
My location now
uh-huh.
is in, I live in Iowa.
Iowa, and your birth date?
10/11/64.
Ooh. Okay.
Well,
23/5.
Yeah.
Wow. But interesting.
Let's see what we've got here, Gina. Okay, so you're 50 years old. Let me ask you something real quick, Gina, just a quick reference to the age when you were the age of 23 in 1987. Was that an important year for you, to your recollection, if you can?
Yeah, I became pregnant with my first child at that age.
Yeah,
first child. Okay. And anybody born in the month of May, or does May have any significance to you as an anniversary date or anything, the month of May?
Yeah, I was married to my second husband in May.
Yeah. Okay. So those are the two psychic, well, those are the couple of psychic
validations.
And so, and I did feel you were divorced. Well, you asked me a question about selling the house and that there's some problems coming up with rent. And it sounds like there's some timing issues going on. I'm seeing, first of all, let's start off with one premise. I'm going to give you the worst scenario, and then we'll go to the better scenario. The worst scenario is that I see the house having problems until May. Now, having said that, don't worry about it, because that's just the beginning of the sentence. Don't worry about it. But does May have any significance with this home? Did you move in May? How long have you been there? 3-4 years? I mean, just give me some information about the home itself.
Well, May is the 5th month of the calendar year, and I've had the house 5 years.
Okay. I like the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
Yes, you've had the house 5 years, and May is the 5th month, so you're thinking the way in alignment with how my brain works. Okay, you're going to be your master number is 5, so you're going to be selling this home sometime before the 6 year comes, which could be anywhere from tomorrow to up to the point that you've been there 6 years. But you're not going to be there beyond 6 years. So what we're trying to do is push the energy closer to now than later. So I think you're going to be selling your home. You're going to be fine, and you will not be there for more than 5 years. And since you've been there 5 years, we're looking at probably just months away. I want to ask you something. When I say the word Australia, what comes to your mind? Australia. What just comes to your mind?
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos. Well, I'm sure a family of kangaroos aren't going to come and buy your home. Do you like kangaroos?
Who knows?
No, as you just said, the first thing. The second thing that came to my mind is winery.
Did we
Are you there? Yeah, we're here. But we had a silent moment there. Go ahead. Repeat what you said.
Kangaroo was the first thing that came to my mind, and then the second thing was winery.
Oh, yeah. Wines from that area of the world.
Yeah, wines, and there's even a wine with a kangaroo on it. Okay, well, here, you know, we don't have a lot of time, Gina, so we only really permit one question
per caller.
I think you're going to sell your home very soon. The energy, the validations I'm getting are leading towards that. So to answer your question, you're going to be selling your home very soon, maybe even within 2 months.
Can you tell me what the Australia had to do with anything?
Well, it's a validation. That would go into a deeper depth of energy because it's leading to something regarding wine. And that goes into a deeper evaluation that I don't have time for on the radio show.
You can always call Neil. To speak with him outside of the radio show, or Gina, you may call the show back and ask that question on Wednesday. So there's two options for you. But yeah, we've got tons of callers, which I knew was going to happen. We do try to get to everybody. But 562-596-7818 is Neil's number, and we thank you for your call, Gina, first time caller, I believe. So nice to have new people on the show as well. So 773 is our next, and this is, I believe, Marie. Is this Marie?
Yes, it is, and my question is really, really quick.
First, before you start, Marie, I have a birth date written down, which I think is wrong. So what's your birth date, please?
Oh, 11-14-1952.
Okay, you know, you have it listed somewhere else, 11-14-1952 as 11-15-1953, just to let you know.
Yeah. I do that on purpose. Just so
I didn't mean to share your secret with everybody. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead with the question.
My question was more, and I probably shouldn't even take up time doing it since you have other callers this time.
No, you're welcome on the show.
Okay. Well, this is about the soul and the spirit, and I just wanted a little, you know, collaboration on discernment. It feels like, and I'm open to suggestions, the spirit is the basic oversoul, who you were before everything. And then the soul seems to be like the package or the vessel that carries all the past life experiences, the personality, and maybe all the lessons to be learned are in that soul that you kind of put on every time you put on your earthly existence or whatever existence planet you're going to next. And you put the soul on because the soul is your diary or your journal of all your sojourns. Does that sound right, or am I off? Because that soul and spirit is.
That's not a bad metaphor. That's not a bad development of the stages. That's somewhat true. Yeah, the spirit is the topmost everlasting energy. It's the most sacred energy. It's the energy closest to eternity, God. Energy. The soul is that extraordinary intermediate energy between spirit and body that designates us as that we have the ticket to be a spirit. We have that energy. We're privileged as living entities to occupy a soul because it is the testing ground as to how the body can finally find the spirit. And then the body itself is the immediate energy. So you look at it, the body is the chapter, the soul is the first book, and the spirit is the whole book.
Okay, that's kind of along the same lines. Cool. Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
All right, thank you both so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye. And that's, we always like questions like that.
Yeah.
She when she calls, Marie asks higher questions, which is nice.
I like that, yeah.
I like that, too. And you know what's really weird, Neil, is that the birth date that I have written down for her is, like, completely different than the other two. So it's very funny. Yeah, it's an assortment of birthdays for Marie.
She's an old soul.
That's right. She's working out different energies of master numbers. Multiple levels. Exactly. Okie dokie. My goodness. Where do I go next? The numbers are jumbled. 404. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is T.
Oh, hi, T. D or T?
T.
T-E-E. What's your birthday and location, please?
Georgia, 12988.
For what?
12980. Okay, what's going on?
88.
Oh, 88.
Sorry. Question about career. Just looking for new.
Can you talk right into? Can you talk right into the phone? Because like we can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. Just career.
Okay.
Rise. Just something new.
Career.
Career.
Yeah. Yeah. You're very faint. I don't know if you're on speaker or if you can really amplify your voice.
It a couple of times.
You're 26 years old.
Jesus, 20. Did I add that up right?
Yeah.
38, 11, 2. Wait. Really? 12, 9, 88. 9, 10, 11, 12, 22. Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Let's see. 12, you 11. Are, you're, okay, career wise, you're about to change it. You're about to change your, I believe you're about to change jobs.
Okay.
So, I might be wrong here, but if you have a job,
or unemployed.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but you're about, or if you're unemployed, you're about to get to a new job.
Okay, I have one now.
You have one now? How old is the job?
7 months, and it's horrible.
How long have you been on the job, T, this job?
7 months.
Can she hear us?
It doesn't sound like it. Can anyone hear us?
Seven
Let me
months.
Mute her and bring her back on. We're on, so there's no reason. Are
it's
you there, T?
Months.
Hello, hello.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what I'm going to do is release her call. T, if you can hear us now, call back, and we will take your call after we take the next caller, but we can't spend any more time doing this. Okay, we have a private caller. Are you there, caller? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, it's Stacy. I got a job, but I think a job, but it's just temporarily, I think. But I just wanted to know when you see more romantic opportunities come in.
We can't hear. We're having such a hard time hearing. What's your name?
Stacy.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know that I have your information, Stacy. I don't. You're calling from a private number, so I have no reference for it. First of all. I need to get it again. I mean, we've got hundreds of callers. What's your name? And Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, S-T-A-C-E-Y?
Yeah, E-Y.
Uh-huh. And your birth date?
12-26-67.
12-26-67.
Yeah, I just want to know when my love life's going to pick up. Dating or...
Oh, you're 34-7. Okay, when is your love life going to pick up? Let me work this out real quick. So you are 47 years old. 47 years old. 67, 77, 87, 97. 2001. What was going on with AT? Just refresh my memory. 2001.
Oh, I was 30, engaged.
You were engaged?
Yeah.
Okay. You were engaged then. Did that result in a marriage or a broken engagement?
A broken engagement.
Yeah.
I just want to know if the planets look good for, you know, things picking up.
Since yeah.
A marriage is starting to get, finding somebody I have an attraction to.
So, I think that, you're going to have, you're in a zone right now where you are going to, December, I think I see a relationship coming in. So when you turn 48, I think that's where, you know, we're not too far away. So you're going to clear the age of 47, and around the age of 48 is when I see a relationship coming in for you, Stacy. Right now, because you're a 34-7, there is a 3-4 equals 7 in there. There is a 47 in there. So you're about to make a change. So around the age of 48, you'll be experiencing a relationship.
Oh, great. No, that sounds good. But the job, like I told you, I started today. Like I started a job, but I think it's just, it doesn't seem like it would be long-lasting from what they say. The pay isn't what they said. You know what I mean? It's not what I thought it would be. It's kind of like basically commission, not really promising. But I just want to make sure something else comes, quickly after that.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think you're going to be, Stacy, experiencing good things coming up. So right around the age of 48, things start to change. You don't have too far to go, but as that month approaches, December, things will start to pick up.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I really appreciate you taking my call, Neil, because it's been a rough year financially between jobs, things temporarily.
Yeah. Always remember, Stacy, on the show, always acknowledge both of us, Neil and Kristen.
We work as a team, Stacy. So it's, we don't walk into someone's home and ignore the other person. So it's rude. Okay.
Yeah, but Kristen didn't remember me, so I didn't know whether, she remembers. So. But I'm glad you do. After a while, you remembered me because it's been a while and a rough year.
Well, when we're working as a team, we always want our public to acknowledge both of us. So it's very important in terms of that energy that we don't have that disconnection. So that's valid. That's for all of our listeners.
Yes, but I'm definitely follow up and everything, and you'll hear from me. You'll hear from me again. And I want to thank you for everything, because when you said that 46th year was going to be bad, it kind of was. I mean, everything was not lasting between jobs and kind of trying and not getting opportunities. It kind of hurt financially a lot.
Well, they're going to pick up, Stacy. So let's look at now the future in terms of picking up on that positive energy. And as we approach 48, things start to pick up for you.
Okay, thank you, Stacy. And we are going to move on to our next caller. People, for some history on our show, Neil and I started the show 3 years ago together, and I named the show the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I didn't put my name in it. We're going to leave the show that way, but it is a show that we began together. So, we're working as a team, and we appreciate that everybody coming to our show acknowledges us as such. So moving forward here, let's bring on Nathaniel. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going? He's 5157. We are having terrible sound today. Can you hear us, Nathaniel?
I sure can.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, just kind of cleaning up the place and getting on.
Okay,
do you have a specific question?
I'm just wondering about a move, but I don't want to be redundant.
You're wondering about a...
Still trying to get out of the area that you're in, the desert.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, I don't know. Nathaniel, you're wondering about a move. I don't know how to respond to that. And you're wondering about a move. Well, I think that the element of your move in life is still active. I don't see you as being stagnant where you are. In fact, you're cleaning up the place, which is nice. I think that the more you put out energy towards a move, what you'll finally find, Nathaniel, is that the universe will meet you halfway, and through your own innovative energies, the universe will move towards you and start to activate that move as well. I think if you're stagnant, that's going to be your poison. That's not going to help you at all. So be active. Right. If you're wondering about a move, activate it, manifest it, investigate it, talk, do whatever you need to do on a physical level. And my estimation is that you will receive a move. You will go through a door where there will be a move, and then you can, you know, go from there. And that can happen. That there's no time frame. The sooner the better, of course. So it does demand that you activate energy on the earthly level to instigate that move, and that just might mean investigating. Okay. So no specific dates, no specific dates, but a validation that a move is in alignment with your future, but you got to activate it.
I see. I'll just activate that parachute wire to move.
Yeah. That's the first step. Good one.
It will manifest. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Neil and Krista.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. Thank you.
Whatever happened to tea?
Bye-bye.
Tea. Bye. Tea dropped, and she came back, but she dropped again.
Oh. Well, if she's listened, she's
tea,
not on?
No, she's not on. But if you're listening, please do call back, and we'll finish your reading. All right. Sue, 678. Good morning.
Hey, it's Sue from Atlanta. How are you guys?
Hi. So, I know you're 27.9, but what is your birth date? I have it here somewhere.
My question's in regards to career and income. I've been living off of investments. I've had very large jobs, but every time I go up for a corporate side job, the jobs get canceled just because the economics or whatnot. But I'm wondering, do you guys have any read about me doing more entrepreneurial type of things?
So the jobs that you were going for are not really panning out
as
you
would have. Exactly. They're really high-profile jobs, and once I, you know, get up to the fifth or sixth interview, they kind of cancel the job and roll it with someone in the big company.
All right.
Hmm. Do you find, Sue, what's your birth date, Sue?
5/22/62, Gemini.
Thank you. Sorry, because I was looking
That's
it
okay.
up. I mean, I don't always have the, I know people, I often have the birth dates, but I don't always.
No trauma.
let me ask you something, Sue. Are there typically, to your knowledge, are there male or females who are finally disqualifying you?
Female.
Female?
Yep.
Let me ask you another question. Is your mother still living?
No, she passed away in 99.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a karmic element in there that is disconnecting you from, there's an issue karmically connected to you, first of all, you and your mother, which is spreading into the female invalidations that you're getting in the physical world. And my exploration would go into to somehow go into that karma, see what's snagging you, get transcended, and get a job. And that can happen lickety split if you can figure out what that karmic tie is. That would take a reading per se, but I can give you the direction. You got to disengage somehow with some kind of karmic left over from mother, because it's spreading into other female attitudes that are in control, that have a seemingly control handle over you.
Well, I keep running into female prototypes that are just like my mother, so I guess it's forgiveness.
You're encountering, what did you say? I heard female prototypes that are just like your mother, but not the beginning of the sentence.
Yeah,
so you're,
I mean, the people that I'm having issues with, you know, they have similar personalities in the corporate world as my mother.
So forgiveness is a good one. If you have issues with your mother or still holding issues with your mother, a true transformation of forgiveness will maybe release you from the karma of meeting constant prototypes of your mother.
No, that makes sense. Totally. So get rid of the baggage of my mother and we're off set. Can you hear me? I lost you guys. Can't hear you guys.
We're back. We're back. We had
Yay!
Sorry about that. Okay. And I think it sounds better now. I don't know what's going on. The broadcast radio has been terrible.
No, we should always be a listener until we get it fixed. But
it's my mother getting your attention. Joke.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she got a little angry with me. Well,
she kicked us off.
We'll
maybe that's who's been plaguing our show.
Yeah, we'll send
her
maybe.
Right back.
Great.
Well, Sue, yeah, if you can get through that and really transform yourself from that energy. Forgiveness is a good tool, but you got to do it in a way that's effective and make sure it's locked in. And then you won't find these kind of women-type figures, mother-type figures being in charge of your life. Got to get through that and you'll be fine.
Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks, guys. You're great. Bye.
Thanks, Joe. Bye. 562-596-7818. And, you know, this probably could be resolved in, you know, a half hour session.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a simple. It's complicated, but a simple complication.
Yeah.
I'd rather see that than, you know, years of this stuff. And
Or she can try to release it on her own. Either way. Okay. So we've got a couple callers left, Neil. 914 and 503. 914 is first, and I believe this is who's this? Is this Victoria?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How's everyone doing?
We're doing fine, Victoria. 11/19/83. Yeah. Mhm. We got it. What's your question?
It was regarding my investment property that I have. I was wondering if you see it selling.
Your listed property.
Investment property.
Or investment property.
Yeah, it's a four-family. It's a four-family apartment building.
Yeah,
and
I
put it for sale, and I was
on the last show, right?
Yeah,
last,
I think we were getting cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were getting cut off, and I couldn't hear anything.
Can you hear us now?
Oh, I can hear you perfect. I heard you guys perfectly the whole time. It was that lady T. It was her. Yeah, no, that lady T. It was her because I could barely hear her. But you, I heard perfectly.
Okay, so it was T's phone.
I feel bad that she got cut off. Cut off because she said she had a job, and I was talking about getting a job, so I don't want to leave it unresolved. But is there any figure going on, Victoria, with? Forgive me for talking about finances, but is there any figure going on anywhere with $800,000? Does that make any sense anywhere in your world?
No, not for that building, that's for sure. If where I live now, if the property value, with the home that I live in now, if the real estate market was up, it would, my home where I live would be about that.
Okay, don't worry. I'm going there to get the basis of the four-family apartment building. So what
okay.
I did was my head went over to your to potential value of your current home where you're living, and there I'm receiving my energy and now spreading going back to the apartment building. Okay. Was there any anniversary date with this apartment building in the month of April, or does April have any ring of truth to this building?
I have no idea. Tell you.
Okay. So
no, as far as anniversary is, I don't know.
Okay. Anybody in the family with April dates important?
Only person that I know that's an April birthday is my brother-in-law, but he has no significance to this building or this property.
Okay.
No, it doesn't matter. She's
no.
saying he doesn't have significance to this property, so explain to her.
I don't care. I don't care about that.
Not.
I've got to go to your tribal zone to figure out how to come back to answer this question. Because you see what you're dealing with, Sue, is that's your brother-in-law, but in this building you're dealing with family. And the idea
right.
is you're not
yes.
selling. You're not selling a building. You're in charge of family. This is tribal. So it's not the
oh,
idea.
Yes.
I want to sell the building. I want to sell the building. You're dealing with human lives, and you're dealing with human energy, and we're dealing with tribal energy and all that kind of thing. So this is a tribal past life theme that you're dealing with in this building. And having said that, I think there's a good chance. Having said that now, if you get that in your head and you think that you're dealing with a tribal energy, you've got to release the tribal energy of this building that you have from a past life. And if you do, you're going to have a sale in October.
That would be amazing. Also with April, I don't know if it has any significance. My miscarriage was when I got pregnant was in April with both my daughters, and both of them passed away was April.
Oh,
when I got pregnant was in April.
You see, we're not just dealing with buildings, we're dealing with lives, tribal energy, human beings. And so that's why, and T.S. Eliot said April is the cruelest month. Well, we're dealing in the radar of human energy, human past life, tribal energy, and the theme of letting go. Of receiving karma and then thereby letting go. If you can get into that zone, then we can sell that. We can have this place a sale by October, November.
Awesome. Do you know how I would be able to let that energy go?
That's probably a reading. You got to find somebody that can understand this principle. And get
right.
it. You can relay the information to somebody you trust, and they can take it from there. You can call me. You can do it on your own.
I like the way you said that, because, you know, it's like you knew I won't trust everyone.
You shouldn't. You have to be careful. You really do.
Yeah, you got to trust the person you're working with. If you've had somebody you trust, go to them. If you don't, try yourself or give me a call. It doesn't matter. The purpose is that
you clear it.
You clear it.
You go to. I mean, just the person that you choose is qualified. So.
And don't think
right.
you can't do it on your own. You can, if you can grasp and understand the concept of karma. You can do it on your own. You don't need a psychic. You don't need anybody to do it for you.
Okay.
But if you can't, then find a person you trust.
Okay, I think that, I mean, not that I don't trust you, please don't get me wrong. I think the best one for me is for me to do that myself and to actually do it myself.
Well, I agree with you.
Because if there's a hold on there, so it's me, so it's...
Yeah, I agree
God,
with you.
I wanted the easy way out.
No, well, this is not hard because it's the energy that you're working on your spirit. And you want to do that because if you're working on your spirit, you're releasing karma. So you're really what
right.
you're doing is you're providing nourishment for your spirit by getting into a higher form of thinking, and by doing that, you're releasing karma. This is all just earthly history, and you got to
gotcha.
Figure out what it is you have to release that's connected to this energy. Because if you're dealing with babies dying and you're and how to get rid of an apartment. There's some kind of responsibility you have in a matriarchal sense in the past life where there were errors made. And you've got to go into your cosmic mind, release those errors, ask for forgiveness. You don't have to know specifically what went on. That's not your responsibility. But the energy behind the Forgiveness Act is motivated by your attempt to resolve earthly issues and to be a better person.
I don't know why I see it as a hospital. I have no idea. I see it as a ward, as a hospital or something.
Well, you may be right.
I don't know.
The baby's hospital, there's some connection there. You know, you have to go further into investigating it, but that might be a good lead.
Okay, Victoria.
Okay.
Well, best wishes.
Thank
to you
very home. Much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let us know how it
You
how
have
it
a wonderful.
Out. You too.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
One more caller, and it's 503. This is Barb.
Yes, this is Barb. June 24th, 1969.
Thank you for that. How's it going?
Good. My question is, I'm a student, and I'm wondering if you sense I'm on the right path for a career that's going to be, that I'll be able to support myself comfortably.
We hope so.
Yeah.
A path for her to
support herself in her career that she's moving into.
Career is what?
What's the career?
I'm a psychology student right now.
Okay.
Well, your number system's great for psychology. You have sixes and nines, and you have a broken up six, and you're 24, but they're divisible. You're a 37-10-1, so that equates to a lot of feminine and spiritual energy. Your voice has a good edge to it. Did you have a stern mother or a relaxed, detached mother?
Relaxed, detached.
I'm getting a good vibe about this. And anybody in the family born in May, does May have any significance to you?
My former mother-in-law, but
no. That's all.
No.
That's all. That's all. So there was a divorce?
Yes.
And did the marriage last anywhere near 6 or 7 years, or whereabouts?
21.
21? 6 is 21, yeah. Or 7? So what I did was I said 7. 7 into 21 is 3, and you're a 37-10-1. So I'm quickly calculating why I said 6 or 7, because 7 into 21 is 3 into 21 is 7, and 37 is your karmic number. So you're going to have a terrific career, I'm predicting. And
okay, great.
How old are you right now?
I'm 46.
So you're 46, so you're in a karmic zone. You see, you're 46, so this is great, because 6-2-4, there's a 4-6 in that energy. You're getting through some karma. And probably 37 to, I would say at 47. Okay, so the worst case scenario, things really take off at 47. But let's go for the better case scenario before 47, but no later than that. So it might be another year. Where are you at right now in the stage of your psychology?
I have about another year, and then I'll start grad school.
Oh, okay, so another year, then you're 47. That's what I was predicting, another year. And then things really take off, and you're going to have a great career.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
And, you too. Okay, we're back on the air on Wednesday, Neil. We're done. We've got no more callers. So we will see you or hear from you then, I should say, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.